T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff apparently has put together a big parlay he wants us all to know about. So Jeff, tell the world about your parlay.
How many?
I didn't put together a parlay. Well, it is a parlay. I didn't put it together, though. I had a free $5 bet from FanDuel, and I just took a five-leg same-game parlay. So I have Florida Atlantic to win this game, but the parlay that was a part of was the race to five. And I thought my slip was about to be done early because it was Northwestern to five first, and it was 4-1 for a minute. But we hit that, and the rest of the parlay is just race to fives, Baylor, San Diego State,
not same game
and Marquette.
Parlay.
Hey, look, what did it say right here on the slip? Five-leg same-game parlay plus.
Can I ask, what is the logic in the first to five bet?
JP, to be honest, dude,
he don't know.
I don't know. The only reason why I took that bet is because I had a $5. Something just told me open my FanDuel, and I seen that I had $5 to bet, so I just took that parlay real quick. You know, something simple and easy. And I'm starting to see why I don't like betting, because my whole time, every time something happens in the game, I keep going back to look at my phone to see what's going on in my FanDuel.
All right, B, I wanted to ask you. I wanted to have. For a moment, Northwestern, Florida Atlantic, I think right now is the only game on. Yep. A couple more will be tipping off shortly. But let's start here. I want to have a football conversation of substance. The NFL is trying to ban the hip drop tackle. It may or may not pass, but it sure seems to have a lot of momentum from the important people that matter in this situation. My personal take on this is that you're just making it too hard for guys to play defense.
Yeah.
Like, if it's one thing, you know you're not supposed to pass interfere, and they've made it easier and easier for guys to call interference. But the hip drop tackle, you're just trying to tackle somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The whole thing about it is you can't tackle a person certain ways. You can't grab them by the shoulder pads. You can't grab them and try to take them down. I can show you the hip drop tackle from 1990-something when I was tackled. Remember that video we were looking at?
Yeah.
The guy did the exact same thing when I got into the end zone. But as a runner, when you know someone is grabbing you like that, you get your legs out of it. You don't just let them pull you back on your legs. And in this day and age, the game is getting to a point where they're trying to police everything by rules, which was making players get lazy on the football field. Protect yourself. If someone grabs you and you know that's what they're going to do, you have to pull your legs out of it or lean forward. And then sometimes it will not happen. But we have gotten to a point now where I think the strength of players is being affected by the rules of the game. You know what I mean?
I totally. And I think the constant.
And they act like it just popped up.
Right.
That tackle has been there forever.
There's this constant desire to protect offensive players at the cost of damn near anything else.
Yeah.
And it's overly simplistic and kind of silly. I don't know.
But if you keep doing that, this game, listen to me. We love scoring, but if it gets ridiculous and it's the NFL, people will turn it off. Nobody wants to see a game played at 70-70.
Well, I mean, it's why the Pro Bowl went away, right? Not to compare it to that level.
Yeah, it's just, listen, man. Eventually, you're going to have the players live up to what the hell they signed up for. I signed up to play a game that I know is brutal. I know things can happen. I can't keep getting rules that make me become less and less able to take care of me. You know, and I think the NFL has to understand that. And then on top of it, you can't make it so advantageous for one side of the ball and not the damn other side.
I mean, you know what is interesting? I wonder if we are approaching the end of – now, you don't see it all that often, right? But, like, for years, there have been really, really excellent defensive teams that pop up on the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back 85 Bears, certainly the Ravens team that won in 2000,
yeah.
The Seahawks team that won early when they beat Denver, the Denver team that beat Ron Rivera and Cam Newton in the Panthers. The rules are going to be so one-sided, and maybe they're already there, frankly, that the only path to winning is by finding the right quarterback and putting a whole team of offensive players around them. And there aren't enough quarterbacks. So you're creating this world that is so inequitable in football because how many true actual franchise QBs are there? Four? Maybe five?
Yeah.
Then there's some good dudes. But like,
but think of it though, Jay.
The rule, they're regulating it that way.
They're regulating it too much. And since the fact that stats are so prevalent today, let's not make it so anybody can just get stats. Okay? If I'm going to make it to where you can't touch the quarterback, you can't tackle the people, what the hell is the defense there for? You think it's best just to go put an offense on the field and see how quick they can score? You know, I feel everybody, listen, this is professional tackle football. Everybody's going to get hit or tackled at some point. We can't make the rules for one part, not the others. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if running backs get hit any kind of way, receivers get hit, quarterback will get hit too. If the people you're paying to block those defensive ends are not good enough, then that's your fault. You can't overly simplify this thing as to, oh, we want the guy to go on the field and not be touched. I understand that we promote it by certain guys. Make your backups better.
Now, I do think there are people, like, they're trying to get to this from a good place. Like, I don't think people, like, they want to prevent injuries, right? And I get that and conceptualize that. But the other part of this that I really hate is, one, this would create another incredibly controversial call. When is it clear it was a hip drop, or was it just a guy diving in from the side? And I think it would create more replays and more. I don't know that refs are great at what they do, but I know their job is damn near impossible.
Yeah.
And, like, this just makes it that much harder. Do we really want that much more stuff to deal with in a football game?
This is what I hate, and this is where I think it's going. And I listen to a lot of broadcasters, and they get on my damn nerves. Former players on top of it. Somebody gets hurt, their first word is, well, man, they're going to have to start calling flags. It's a part of the damn game, is it not?
You got to ban preseason because somebody gets hurt in preseason.
It's as if they're trying to make the public think that if we change the rules, injuries are going to stop. You have human beings going 20-plus miles per hour colliding against each other. What the hell makes you think you can take injuries out of it? It's a part of the game. Understand that. And try to build the game moving forward where you understand people will get injured sometimes.
Now,
but they're trying to act like they're taking it out. The concussion thing. They keep doing stuff to special teams. The concussions aren't going away.
Well, one thing I think you could point to in this situation is they have kind of regulated horse collar tackles out of the game. Like, because that's a penalty now, you very rarely see it. But I think now people are calling for horse collars when they're not even there. Remember the one in the playoffs? I can't remember the specific game, but it got called, and they didn't even tackle the guy.
The horse collar tackle is when you grab the actual rim.
It's a piece of
the
equipment.
Shoulder pad.
Right.
People are grabbing the number on the back of the jersey and grabbing that just the jersey and pulling people down, and they're calling horse collar tackles. Again, how on earth do you expect the other guy to take somebody down?
How are you supposed to play? At some point, you're limiting. Think about with quarterbacks. You're not allowed to hit them low. You're not allowed to hit them high. You're not allowed to hit them late.
You got to lay him down on the ground like you land him on the pillow.
You're not allowed to land on top of him.
And I go to tackle you, and my hand is going to touch your, what's called, your shoulder pad. Am I supposed to not tackle you because of?
If you're coming in from the side, how will that not be ruled a hip drop tackle?
Well, a hip drop tackle is normally when you're here and I catch you here.
And you drop your weight on it.
I drop my weight like this.
Right.
But the ultimate thing is that guy who's running, when that guy grab you, you can protect yourself. You don't just throw your body into him. You can also run away from him. You can throw your legs out away from him, and you normally come down on your side. You don't hurt yourself. It's all types of things you can do as an offensive player. But offensive players today are not allowed to learn how to protect themselves. They think the damn rules are going to protect them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.